tapir too big for metal? The fossil of a tapir shown here, it is a copy, was first thought to be a third large prehistoric horse species. Later, detailed examination, especially of the teeth and the shape of the head, revealed that it belongs to the tapir family and is thus phylogenetically close to the rhinoceros. This is the largest find of a terrestrial vertebrate in metal, and it was still a young animal. Tapirs are known to us today only from South America and India. In the Eocene, 48 million years ago, they were not rare in Europe, but adult specimens are missing in metal. Why are large mammals so rare in metal? Carcasses, dead bodies, of large mammals probably entered the lake via small creeks or small rivers. It is assumed that the depth of these waters and their flow velocity allowed the transport of terrestrial vertebrates only up to a shoulder height of 65 and a body length of 100 centimeters. Larger land animals got stuck on the bottom of the river on the way and did not enter the lake. The tapir fossil was found by amateur paleontologists here from a village nearby called Dreieich. It was back in the early 1970s. The elaborate preparation by amateurs of this large fossil using the transfer method with casting resin was carried out in the garden at home at that time. The paleontologists at that time were interested primarily in the skeleton. Today, one would be able to examine by suitable methods also the skin and fur remains, even colors, as well as the stomach contents, to learn more about its way of life and its feeding behavior. But at that time, that was not possible. The original of the tapir Hierarchius minimus is in the Hessian State Museum in Darmstadt.